morning. Government bond yields drop on buyback announcement. Tata Steel delivers bumper numbers for Q4. Pharma stocks on a high on RBI's liquidity booster. And Dogecoin soars to all-time high. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the market. The trade setup on the Lal Street looked strong this morning. Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange traded 32 points higher ahead of the opening of Indian markets. Stocks in other Asian markets rose in early trade. Technology shares weighed on US markets in overnight trade. With the Dow Jones Industrial Average rising 0.28%, the S&P 500 rising 0.1%, but the Nasdaq Composite falling 0.37%. In the bond market, the benchmark 10-year US Treasury yield edged higher by 2 basis points to 1.58% in Asia's morning trade. In commodities, oil fell as traders assessed an uneven recovery in demand, while gold slipped 0.1% to $1,785 per ounce. That said, here's what else is making news. Government bond yields dropped below the psychologically important 6% level on Wednesday, after RBI announced a 35,000 crore rupee bond buyback program as part of its latest pandemic relief package. Bond dealers, however, are cautious on the sustainability of the rally, given the huge borrowing program of the center and the states. The benchmark yield on 10-year government bonds, which had closed the previous session at 6.02%, ended at 5.97%. A sleepy segment of the Indian financial market, the currency derivatives that few are interested in, has been witnessing some unprecedented turbulence in the last few days. When interest rates are at the lowest in history, rupee forward premium, loosely referred to as a reflection of the interest rate market, soared to 29%. RBI had to intervene with all its might to bring order to the market. While RBI's intervention may have helped, it didn't explain the volatility. Market speculation is likely that disruptions may be caused by either of the following two: Kane Energy enforcing an arbitration order, or massive money flowing in for PG InvIT's IPO. The RBI's move to provide an on-tap liquidity window of 50,000 crore rupees for the healthcare sector to fight COVID-19 boosted the shares of drug makers and healthcare companies on Wednesday. Analysts said the announcement could push investors to raise their stakes in defensive sectors like pharma and technology, as the second wave of the pandemic has reduced their appetite for cyclicals. Nifty Pharma Index rallied 4% on Wednesday against the 1% gain in Nifty. Sun Pharma, Lupin, Cadila Healthcare, Aurobindo and Torrent Pharma, among others, gained more than 5%. Tata Steel last night reported a firm set of earnings for the quarter ended March. That is, even though the company's standalone bottom line missed Street's estimates by some distance. The steelmaker reported a nearly 50% jump in revenue in the standalone business on a year-on-year basis, while the consolidated business saw sales rise 39%. The company said it would continue to reduce its net debt by $1 billion in the current financial year after it reduced its net debt by 29,390 crore rupees. In the first instance of a pharma company taking the compulsory licensing route to launch a COVID drug in India, Hyderabad-based Natco Pharma has filed for a waiver of patent rights to manufacture rheumatoid arthritis drug baricitinib. The compulsory license, if granted, will help improve the accessibility and affordability of the drug, bringing its price down substantially. And lastly, meme-based virtual currency Dogecoin soared on Wednesday to an all-time high, extending its rally so far this year to become the fourth biggest digital coin. Dogecoin, launched as a satirical critique of 2013's cryptocurrency frenzy, has climbed 41% in the last 24 hours to a record $0.68, according to CoinMarketCap. This year alone, it has surged 14,000% from $0.00468 on the 31st of December. taking it past more widely used cryptocurrencies such as the Tether stablecoin and XRP to become the fourth largest by market capitalization. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Brokerages have slashed target prices on RBL Bank after the lender reported a 34% fall in March quarter profit to 75 crore rupees from 114 crore rupees in the corresponding period a year ago. Nirma Group's cement company, Nuvoco Vistas Corp, is likely to file its draft red herring prospectus this week for its maiden IPO that would raise about 5,000 crore rupees. Baring Private Equity Asia and Everstone Capital have emerged frontrunners to acquire a controlling stake in the healthcare outsourcing division of Hinduja Global Solutions. Tata Steel has put its proposal to sell the Southeast Asian business on the back burner as it enters the next phase of its plan to consolidate operations, boost margins and reduce debt. The government has cleared the strategic sale of IDBI Bank in what will be the first instance of the disinvestment policy being used in the banking sector. So far, a no-go area. Do also check out more than 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!